Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we've got music from a great pianist by the name of Paul Blais, a native of Montreal. We've also got music from guitarist John Abercrombie coming up in our second hour this afternoon. But to start things off, I've got music from a band that I've never really heard of before. I picked up the CD this week. It's by a band called the Spirit of Life Ensemble. And this is an excellent CD of theirs. It's called Feel the Spirit. And it's on Rise Up Records out of the States. And I thought we'd start off with two tracks. The first one is the Errol Garner standard Misty. We'll follow that up with a great song by Miles Davis called All Blues. You're listening to In Transition here on CHUO. And my name is Randy McElligott.
Thank you.
music from an excellent band from the States known as the Spirit of Life Ensemble. And what we heard there was a beautiful arrangement there from Taleb Kibwe on Errol Garner's classic composition, Misty. And Taleb carried most of the beautiful sax work on that last number that we heard, along with some fine playing from trumpeter Carlos Francis, Kamal Abdul-Alim, also on flugelhorn. Mark Gross also contributing some fine sax work and some beautiful vibes there from Brian Carrot. James Stewart was also featured on tenor sax. Well, let's go for one more number, and we're going to listen to a classic composition of Miles Davis's called All Blues. And taking the solos on this particular track, we've got, Carlos Francis on trumpet. We've also got Onaji Allen Gums on piano, a very fine pianist that you don't hear much of these days, but he's got a beautiful, very original style to his playing. On trombone, we've got a beautiful solo from Clifford Adams coming up as well, and Taleb Kibwe also on tenor sax is featured, actually alto sax, I'm sorry. And we've also got James Stewart playing tenor sax as well. So let's listen now to Miles Davis's All Blues. We'll be right back. Music from the Spirit of Life Ensemble from their album Feel the Spirit. And that was a funkified version there of Miles Davis's composition, All Blues. We're going to hear more from them in the second hour of the show this afternoon. But right now, we're going to be listening to some music from one of the great pianists from Montreal, Paul Blais. He was born in Montreal on November 10th, 1932. He began on violin at the age of 5, and he began on piano around the age of 8. He received his junior diploma at McGill Conservatory at the very young age of 11. In 1950, he studied composition at Juilliard School in New York. It was at this point in time that he was associated with the burgeoning avant-garde movement, playing with such people as Charlie Mingus, Ornette Coleman, Don Cherry, Don Ellis, Jimmy Giuffre, even Sonny Rollins and Gary Peacock. He also encouraged his wife, Carla Blais, to begin composing around the mid-60s, and she was a member of the Jazz Composers Guild at the time. In the 1970s, he pioneered electronics, playing solo concerts using acoustic piano and 3 electric keyboards, and for a time he was associated with Annette Peacock. And this afternoon we're going to hear some music from Annette Peacock as well, featuring Paul Blais. The duo appeared at festivals in the U.S. and Europe, and around 1973 to 1975, he toured Europe twice playing solo acoustic piano at festivals and on TV. He first came to prominence with the 1960s avant-garde. Blais is steeped in jazz history and is thoroughly at home with all approaches from the abstract and non-tonal to the diatonic and harmonic. He's always been somewhat of a loner and restlessly exploring different avenues of improvisation. Around 1975, he formed his own production company, Improvising Artists Incorporated, to release records of his own and of other artists. And for the next little while, we're going to be featuring some music from this excellent, excellent label. And these recordings have just been reissued by the folks at Black Satan Soul Note, and they are obtainable on CDs. But what we're going to listen to this afternoon are some vinyl versions of these recordings, starting off with an album that he recorded in around 1964 to 1968, a beautiful album called Turning Point. And this recording features John Gilmore on tenor sax, Paul Motian on drums, Gary Peacock on bass, and Billy Elgart also on drums. The track we're going to listen to is a song written by Annette Peacock, and it's called Kid Dynamite. And this particular track features Billy Elgart on drums and, of course, Paul Blais on piano. Thank you. That was music from Paul Blais, taken from his album Axis, recorded between July 1st and July the 3rd, 1977, at Axis Recording Studio in Soho, New York. And that was a track written by George Gershwin entitled Porgy. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And right now we're going to listen to another solo recording of Paul Blais, also recorded on the IAI label. And this was recorded in Oslo, Norway, in 1974. And this song that we're going to listen to was written by his wife, actually his ex-wife, Carla Blais, and it's called And Now the Queen. Music from Paul Blais, another solo recording of his, and that was a song written by his wife Carla Blais, a song called And Now the Queen. In 1976, Paul Blais released an excellent album called Quiet Song, and it was an album that featured Jimmy Giuffre on beautiful flute and sax, and Bill Connors on guitar. I thought we'd start off with a solo track from Jimmy, displaying his very articulate handling of the flute. This is a song that was written by him, simply called Solo. And then we'll follow it up with a song written by Bill Connors called Duet. And we'll conclude with a Paul Blais original entitled Play Blue.
Thank you. Thank you.
music from Paul Blais and a song entitled Play Blue. The song was taken from his album Quiet Song. We also heard in there duet and solo. We're going to conclude our special on Paul Blais this afternoon with a beautiful piece from his album Virtuosi. And it was recorded in New York City at NOLA Studios June 28, 1967. And it features Barry Altschul on drums, Paul Blais on piano, and Gary Peacock on bass. And the track we're going to listen to is a composition again written by Annette Peacock, beautiful composition called Butterflies. Thank you.
Coyote's, located at 191 Somerset East, is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyote specializes in authentic Southern-style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyote's has both lunch and dinner menus that have generous portions but lean on price. Coyote's also offers your favorite drink.
We just listened to some very fine music there from Paul Bleck, including our special on his excellent label, the IAI label. That was a song written by Annette Peacock, and the track we listened to was called Butterflies from his album Virtuosi. Well, my name is Randy McAllaghan, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. And before we get to the music of John Abercrombie, I'd like to feature a couple of more tracks from this excellent CD from the band Spirit of Life Ensemble. From their beautiful CD called Feel the Spirit, I thought we'd listen to a beautiful vocal arrangement of Charlie Parker's Ornithology, and then we'll follow that up with Horace Silver's classic composition, A Song for My Father, and again, a beautiful vocal arrangement of that.
Standing on the corner, waiting for the chicks to get off the slaves, so they can watch you know, babe. You know I've got a Cadillac if you want to ride. Oh, you look too pretty by my side. I'll take you where you want to go, as long as you've got the bread. There's nothing more than to be said. So hurry across the street and catch a paycheck, and I'll be waiting here till you make it back. I couldn't even if I wanted to. You know I'm out of gas and babe, up to you. Be bopping to you as I ever do. Except for me loving you. And on a dollar, geez, my two. Say you don't know you don't, say you don't, say you don't. Well, you did that. But well, you never don't wear ya. Bill, you don't, you don't stand up. Oh, you don't, still you don't. But you don't lay it. You don't, but don't stand up. I don't do it. Stand to wait.
like a king, 'cause he do. The real pleasure.
Music of from the Spirit of Life Ensemble, and that was a beautiful version of Horace Silver's composition, Song for My Father. Lyrics were provided by Leon Thomas, and I think I played that version before, but Clifford Adams, who takes the vocal part on this arrangement, I think was dedicating part of the song to Leon Thomas. Some of the interesting inflections that Clifford Adams did on that particular arrangement were done by Leon Thomas, on his version of Song for My Father. Before that, we heard Ornithology, and on vocals we had Clifton Walston. And the lyrics were written by the late Eddie Jefferson, a vocalist who was very dynamic and unfortunately was shot to death outside, a club or something like that back in the 1970s. But he was a great vocalist, and he's the person who was responsible for writing the lyrics to Ornithology, a composition by Benny Harris and Charlie Parker. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. And if you're visiting Ottawa, you might want to check out Ottawa's premier blues club, the Rainbow Bistro, at 76 Murray Street in the Byward Market. The Rainbow Bistro is the most established live venue in Ottawa. Whether you're up for a gut-wrenching night of big belly blues or ready to dance to fever-induced Zydeco, the Rainbow Bistro will make you thirst for more. The Rainbow Bistro has proven experience in providing quality entertainment, from K.D. Lang to the Tragically Hip to Blue Rodeo. The Rainbow housed them all and continues to book top-notch acts from Canada and around the world. Don't miss out. The Rainbow Bistro is located at 76 Murray Street in the Byward Market. For more information about what's happening this week, you can call 241-5123. Well, right now we're going to feature music from a great guitarist who recorded prolifically for the ECM label, and his name is John Abercrombie. We're going to survey a few of his recordings for that label right now, starting off with an album that he recorded at Talent Studio in Oslo, Norway, called, I believe the name of this album is simply called the Abercrombie Quartet, and it features Richard Barrick on piano, George Mraz on bass, and Peter Donald on drums. And we're going to start off with a track written by Richie Barrick called Stray. Thank you. Beautiful solo work there from John Abercrombie, and that was a song that we listened to called Lisa, and it's taken from an album that he made with bassist Mark Johnson and drummer Peter Erskine called Current Events. And that song was written by John Abercrombie, a beautiful guitarist. And before that we listened to a song written by pianist Richie Barrick, a song called Stray. Right now we're going to move to a 1985 recording. We'll listen to this this track that was written by bassist George Mraz, and it features Richard Barrick on piano, Peter Donald on drums, and again George Mraz on bass. John Abercrombie is handling both electric and acoustic guitars. This recording was made in 1980 and was released on the ECM label, and it's called Pebbles. Thank you. music from John Abercrombie, and that was a song written by Abercrombie entitled Paramore. John Abercrombie was born in Portchester, New York, December 16, 1944. He started out playing guitar at the age of 14, eventually joining some rock bands and continued playing until the mid to late 60s. He's played around with quite a number of people, from the band Dreams in the early 70s to Chico Hamilton. He worked with Jeremy Stagg, Gil Evans, Gato Barbieri. He also recorded with Billy Cobham's band, toured Europe with Jack Dejanet, and also led his own trio and quartet. In 1974, he began his long and fruitful association with ECM Records, and that's what we're listening to this afternoon, some of his ECM recordings. He recorded his first album as a leader for that label. In the later 70s and 80s, Abercrombie toured and recorded with fellow guitarist Ralph Towner, always with very fine artistic results. Now, John Abercrombie's early influences include Jim Hall, Barney Kessel, and Tal Farlow. Some of his later influences include the great guitarist Pat Martino, George Benson, Larry Coryell, and John McLaughlin. He is at home with any area from bebop to rock to free improvisation, and he is also a composer of considerable quality. One of the nice things I like about John Abercrombie's playing is that it's very fluid and very easy to listen to, and I think that this is an artist that was very that Bill Frisell was very influenced by, very unique way of approaching the guitar, a very soothing way of playing as well. Well, right now we're going to listen to a recording that he made in 1975 called Gateway, and this is a song that features bassist Dave Holland. It was written by Dave Holland. The song is called Waiting. And the album also features Jack Dejanet on drums. It's an excellent recording, a very fine trio album. So let's get started with Waiting by Dave Holland.
Thank you.
was music from a 1984 recording by John Abercrombie. A beautiful album. I'm just trying to look for the album name here. It's called Night, and it was recorded for ECM in 1984, actually almost 11 years ago. It's incredible how fast time flies. Featured on this album, we have Mike Brecker on tenor sax, who was just featured on the last track that we listened to called Three East. We also have Jack Desjnet on drums and Jan Hammer on keyboards. And before that, we listened to a song called Love Song from his album Timeless. And again, it featured Jack Desjnet on drums and Jan Hammer on keyboards. We're going to conclude this afternoon's feature on guitarist John Abercrombie with an album. I think this is probably the pivotal album of John Abercrombie's, an album that he recorded with Ralph Towner, a beautiful duet album of beautiful guitar work, and it's called Sargasso Sea. I thought we'd start off with a track called Elbow Room, as we feature this afternoon on In Transition, the music of John Abercrombie. Thank you. Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Next week, I'll be back with some great classic jazz. Gordon and I will be featuring music from Pete Johnson, Earl Hines, Teddy Bunn, Eddie Condon, and a whole host of other musicians. And we'll be doing our show between 12 and 2 o'clock next week, so stay tuned for that. Coming up next, we have some very fine German music with Patricia. Bye for now.